Dear family and friends of Leicester, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This is a verse that was given to Leicester when he confirmed his faith in confirmation at 14th and Franklin, the little white church there, in 1953. These words are words of a promise by our Lord Jesus Christ. Even on a day like today, when we are burying a loved one, a very difficult thing to do, we can still rejoice that in that God, he certainly keeps his promises. I'm sure that you can think of times where you did not follow through with something you said you would do, or there might be times where you deliberately broke a promise that you have made. I can think of many times where I've done that myself. Despite our inability to keep our promises that we make, God keeps all of his. And the first promise that he gave personally to Leicester occurred when God received Leicester into his family through the waters of holy baptism on April 21st, 1940, when he was just a few weeks old. For God promises that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And so for the next 81 years, God continued to fulfill that promise that he first made to Leicester. In baptism, Leicester was united to Christ's death and to his resurrection. And so Leicester died to sin and arose to newness of life. In fact, Jesus clothed Leicester with his very righteousness and promised that he will never leave Leicester nor forsake him. Those promises, we can be confident, were fulfilled by our Lord. Because faith is not an act of the human will, but is worked by God the Holy Spirit, we can be confident that Leicester's faith was sustained all his days, even in the latter days when he may have been unable to articulate the faith. Just as he had faith upon his baptism and would later learn to express that faith, so also God continued to sustain faith in Leicester all his days. What a blessing, and what a promise fulfilled by our merciful Lord. Now, faith is not something that is granted once and then becomes a lifelong possession, because it is possible for faith to shrivel up and fade away. To prevent that, God has established churches for God's children to keep on hearing the word and to keep on receiving the promises and blessings of Christ. For Leicester, he learned the Christian faith throughout his childhood, and as he was confirmed here at Grace, and then he continued to hear that word at our church, and he certainly took on a very active role in our congregation, serving many offices over the years. In recent years, he, to me, seemed to be one of our unofficial greeters, if not our best unofficial greeter, getting to church early, greeting the people in the narthex as they arrived, and even after the service, if he didn't greet them beforehand, if you were sitting in the back row or two and he'd walk down this aisle and then out to exit, he would grab your shoulder, he would speak to you, and he would greet you. That was what I saw of him here in the church. He approached many people, greeting them, always sporting a friendly smile. And might I say that sometimes that smile looked a little menacing, but of course, well-meaning. That, of course, extended outside the church too. He enjoyed visiting with people around town, and especially at the Margaret Gray Center. Seemed like he went out of the way to greet pretty much everybody there too. I know whenever I or my family would enter in those doors, he got up from wherever he was seated and would come and say hello to us. And I'm sure he did that very same thing for each of you. His smile and happy demeanor are unforgettable. In fact, it's almost as if he did not have a care in the world, as if he was able to fulfill very well those words that were spoken by Jesus here in Matthew chapter 6, the words surrounding his confirmation verse. For in that passage, Jesus is teaching us not to be anxious or to be filled with worry. He knows that we need food and water and clothing, and so God will provide for them. And Jesus reasons, if he can take care of the smallest sparrow, if he can even take care of the lilies of the field, he will also take care of all humans whom he has given souls and whom Jesus has redeemed. One of the most amazing acts that I saw from Lester is something that he had done before I knew him. It's something that showed that he was loving and caring and selfless, something that takes a lot of courage, but yet he seemed to not be filled with anxiety over it, as he donated a kidney to his sister. Such a wonderful act of service and care. Many calculate the cost and what it'll do, how it'll affect your own body as you lose something so important. But he, in love, did this for his sister, knowing that God will take care of all of his needs. God not only took care of his bodily needs throughout his life, but also took care of the needs of his soul. He sent Jesus to pay for our sins on the cross so that all who call upon him will be received into the gates of paradise. In our reading from Revelation today, we heard a glimpse of heaven, that there is a multitude from all nations, of which no one can number. People from around the globe who are now arrayed in white, for their clothes have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of God. They are pure. They are holy. And that is where Lester now resides. The tears of hardship and sorrow that they once had have now been completely wiped away. Christ the Lamb is in the midst of them as their shepherd, who is guiding them to those living waters. Christ Jesus, who died on the cross to take away the sins of the world, rose bodily from the dead the third day at his glorious resurrection. And he promised, and he fulfilled the promise there which he had made to his disciples, in which he said, "In a little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." Christ had promised that he was going to face death and the grave, that he was going to take on our sin and even face Satan and overcome it all and grant us the victory. Because Christ is risen, eternal life is granted to all who believe in him. Sins are taken away. Death has lost its sting. For we know that when Jesus returns, God will raise Lester and all who abided in Christ, and they will receive a perfect body and live eternally with him. This is what God prepared Lester to receive in that life to come. When we know we will receive these blessings, we can then maintain confidence and we can refrain from anxiety and worry. We know that God will take care of us as he had done for Lester. God was with those who worked with Lester these last few years as the effect of age set in. And God was with Lester fulfilling his promise to him. And now we rejoice knowing that Lester is with God. He is with Virginia again. All hardship is gone. And he is being tucked in to await the glorious resurrection. And when Jesus returns, Lester's body will be raised and he will live eternally. He will be perfect in every way, and all who abide in Christ will receive the same blessing. You see, as I've already stated, God fulfills his promises. Every prophecy concerning the coming Christ was fulfilled when Jesus was born in Bethlehem and went to the cross to take away the sins of the world. And surely every prophecy that is spoken in the scriptures concerning Christ's return to judgment will also be fulfilled. Yes, we will face that great day of judgment. What will the verdict be for God's servant Lester? Will he be forced to answer for the things that he did wrong? The answer is clear. Lester is a Christian, a child of God, who has been clothed in the very righteousness of Christ since his baptism. His sins are taken away. And so the verdict that Jesus will render to Lester is that he is not guilty, that he is innocent. Lester will be declared innocent, for that is the status that all Christians enjoy before God. For Christ has made satisfaction for our sin. Christ was held guilty in the sinner's place, my place, your place, Lester's place. And Christ will uphold Lester as innocent before our Father in heaven on that great day of judgment. From this, we can see why we should follow our Lord's bidding to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because God only grants us blessings through it, and nothing is lost. Now, that's not to say that we cannot enjoy things in this life, the earthly things. Lester certainly enjoyed much, including watching sports and being physically active, spending time with his family and friends, volunteering for Habitat for Humanity, spending a number of time, or much time, volunteering also here at church. Let's enjoy the gifts that God has granted to us in this life, the material possessions. He always liked to point out to me his pickup, which was always parked outside. He was quite proud of it, and it's good to be able to enjoy such things. And so let's enjoy them. But as we do so, let's even more so take comfort and enjoy the blessings and promises of God. We are about to go to the cemetery to bury Lester's remains. You have shed tears, and we will shed more tears. The separation caused by death is painful. There's no way around it. It is simply painful. We're never really prepared to say goodbye, even if we see it coming, because death seems to be so final. The natural inclination is for us to live, and so we fight to live. And of course, we long all our days to spend time with those who now rest in peace. We grieve, and our hearts get full of sorrow. But in your weeping, know that God is still fulfilling his promises. Job suffered immensely. We heard about what he said in Job chapter 19. How he longed to see Christ the Redeemer with his own eyes. And God granted that to Job. He remained faithful and entered the gates of paradise. God fulfilled his promise made to Lester and saved him so that he is now part of that multitude in heaven and is arrayed in white. And God also grants these same blessings to you. So seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God's peace and his richest blessings be upon each and every one of you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life.